We got to the very last line of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Hahu Arus v'Arusaso, a Chasan and Kala who are engaged. Also, the Kamid of Yosef, they went to Yosef. She was pregnant, and he Amar. She said, Minai, it was from the Arus. And who Amar? The Arus says, in Minai, and he agrees, it was from me. So Amar of Yosef. If Yosef says now on the top of Daf Yudalad, the Mai Nechashla, what's the Chashash? So everyone's in agreement here that we know who the father is and the child is Miyuchas. Chada, number one, the reason why we should believe him, the Chas and the Arus agrees that he's the father. The Od, moreover, Hamar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kum Gamliel, that's what we paskin. And since Rabbi Gamliel says, by all the Mishnahs that we had learned, that we always trust her, Ne Menes, so on top of the fact that we trust her, plus that she that he agrees that he is the father, so what's the chashash? Of course we trust who the father is. So the Gemara explains that Amar Le'abai Ubaha Ki Lomoda Michshir Rabbi Gamliel. Is it true that if the Aris didn't agree, would Rabbi Gamliel really believe? Would he really say Ne'manis in the case where he's not Moda? For Ha'amar Le'Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, he always called him a Shinna, he called him a sharp student, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel that she is Ne'manis. However, Vat Lo Sabit Uvda, but don't follow that Halacha, even though we pass that way. You are always going to ask, how do you say that? That's a contradiction. Ad Ika Rov Ksharin Etzla. We only implement this as a halacha that we trust that she's Ne'emenes if most people who are near her, who live in the city, are kosher. Halacha, however, in this particular instance, apparently, Rov Psuin Etzla. But Lagabe, this case of the Aris Arusasa, she lived in a community where most people were actually pasul, so we would not trust Rabbi Gamliel. So don't bring Rabbi Gamliel as a rai, the fact that we pasul like him in general, that this would be a second reason why we pasul like him here as well, because Rov Psulim Etzla. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Well, Atamech, according to your very reasoning, Tik Shelach, let me ask you the following question. He Gufa itself is a contradiction. Halacha, V'yatlo, Savit, Ovta. First you said, we pasch like Rabbi Gamliel. And then you say, but don't actually pasch like Rabbi Gamliel. So that itself is a stira. So how are you going to reconcile that? Ella must be, Ma'i Yislech Alameh, what are you going to answer? Ha, Lichachila, Ha, B'dievet. In other words, Lichachila, don't actually implement Rabbi Gamliel, but B'dievet, you could trust Rabbi Gamliel. So here too, Vahanami, this is Kedievet Dami. Here, she shows up pregnant. This is a situation of Devievet, Bidievet. So therefore, we should pass like Rabbi Gamliel. And on top of the fact that he's Moda, that he is the father, those two together, there's no Chashash. And this child, in fact, is Miyuchas after the Arus. So Gemara then says, Rami Le Abai Le Rava. Abai poses a question to Rava. Umi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Eino Ne'emenes. We saw a few Mishnahs already that Rabbi Yeshua says we don't trust her Eino Ne'emenes based on a Chazaka, based on a Shema. By Rabbi Shema, he felt Shema was stronger. Either way, Rabbi Yeshua says Eino Ne'emenes. Rimini asks Abaye, hey, we have a testimony. This is a Gemara in Mishnah Maseches Edios. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera, Al Almanas Isa. We'll see what that is in just a second. Almanas Isa, a woman who's married to some type of mixture. We'll see that. And again, we'll look at Rashi. She ksheira lakuna, that she is accepted. She can marry a Kohen. If she's an almana from an Isa, what exactly is an Isa? So the Gemara is going to ask later on, but Rashi tells us now so we understand the shot here in the Gemara. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 narrow lines down, Almanas Isa. She ba mikach safek chalal, that she married a man who is a Safik Chalal, Safik Eino Chalal. Kidak Lakaman, Shinitma Bab, Safik Chalal. We'll see later on how we have that. Kagon Shizarik Bal Imo Harishon La. So the woman was married, and her first husband threw her a get, and there's a Safik, whether it's Karav Lo or Safik Karav La. And that's the case of a Safik Gerishin. We don't know if the get was closer to her. That's a good get. That's called an Asina. If the get, when he threw it, was closer to him, that's not a good get. So Safik, whether or not she's a Grusha or not, and if she's a Grusha, she cannot go ahead and marry another Kohen. If she's then after that mace, then that first husband died. So was she a Grusha and also to the Kohen, or there wasn't a good get, and she actually is a Almana and may marry a Kohen? So mace, v'nimtse, zu, safik Grusha, safik Almana. V'nisse Kohen, then she gets married to a different Kohen. V'hol mimenu ben, then has a child from that second marriage. Zehu, safik Chal, that's a case of a safik Chal, says Rashi. V'hei, Rabbi Yeshua, al Almanasa, shalzeh, the Almana of this safik Chalal, she's actually kosher, and she can, after, being widowed from this safik Chal, she may go ahead and get married a Kohen. Alma, therefore we see, Mokminen la achazaka, we fall back on her previous status quo. Varminen al tafsilenu lo lezum minasafek lo mar shema by lechalal haya. We don't say she should ruin her chazaka that she was once kosher and based on the safek make her psula. We don't say that. We maintain her chazaka. So how could Rabbi Shua say by the other cases that we don't trust the woman ain't an emenes in the face of a chazaka? In one instance, we say he does rely on chazaka, the case of Safik Chalal, the Amanas Isa. And in another instance, he does not rely on the chazaka. So the Gemara says, Amar le hachi hasha. Hasim over there, by the case of Amanas Isha, where we have her fall back on the chazaka, she's kshera. Hasim Isha niseis, bodekes v'niseis. When a woman gets married, you do the proper investigation to see whether she's kosher or not. So granted, she was married to Amanas Safik, Safik Chalal, but there's still, before you marry, the rabbi, whoever else, the family does the proper research, and we assume they did the right research, that in fact it wasn't Safik Chalal, that the get was closer to him, she was never divorced, and it was a good marriage, a second marriage, and the child was not a Chalal, it was a Kohen. Look at Rashi, Bodekes v'nises, says Rashi, v'yeshlam, we assume, since it was marriage, shebodka acher olsem gerushin, they did an investigation about that initial gerushin, v'hu galah, it was told to her, shekarov lo, the get was actually closer to the husband, v'lo niskar shekla, she was never divorced, v'yal manahaisa ukshar lakarin, that's how they figured out by Nisun. However, the other cases of where Rabbi Shua says Einu Nemenes by all the mishnayos earlier that we don't trust to know who the father is, that was not a case of Nisun, that was a case of Znus. And says the Gemara, Hacha Isha Mizana Bodekus Mizana. Do they investigate when involved in the Znus? No one does heavy research who the woman is, who the man is, and therefore it still remains a suffix, and that's why we don't fall back on the Chazaka in those cases according to Rabbi Shua. So Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, okay, so granted Rabbi Shua Kasha, so that was a Kasha that we answered. But the Rabbi Gamliel, lo Kasha, we did not have a question with him. Rabbi Gamliel also had a stira. What was the stira? V'hokatani Sefer, that Sefer of that case of Amanas Isa, whereby Rabbi Shua said she's Kshera, Rabbi Gamliel actually argues and says she's not Kshera. Why not? The Sefer says, Amar Lehen Rabbi Gamliel, Kabalnu Eduschem, we accept your edus. This is a Mishnah Masechet Edus. I accept what you say. However, Lamaisa Valmanasa, what should I do? Share Gazer Rabbi Yochan Ben Zakkai Shel Lahoshi based in Akach Shekwanim Shomin Lechem the Rachek of Alal Karif. That the Bezna Kohanim will not accept this, and they say not to become close. Don't involve yourself in a Safik Amanas Isa. So I trust that's what you heard, but Lamaisa, we don't practice this way. So what comes out is by the Amanas Isa, Rabbi Gamliel is actually more Machmir. But all the other cases, Rabbi Gamliel, he did rely on chazakas, but the case of Amanas Isa, he does not rely on the chazaka. Isn't that also a kasha? So Gemara says, Ella, Amar, Rava, the Rabbi Gamliel, lo kasha. That too is in the stira. Hussam over there, Bari. By all of our cases in the Mishnahs and Maseches Ksubas, it was Bari, where the woman said, I know for sure that the man was a Kohen. The man was a kasha person, so Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Hacha, hereby, Amanas Isa, it's a case of Shema. The situation of Shema, we don't really know. It's a Safek Gerushin. And since it's not Bari, therefore, even Rabbi Gamliel will have to agree, we cannot trust in the Chazaka, and we have to say she's Pasul. So Gemara says, so the Bishua, Nami Lokasha, Hosam Chad Sveika, Hosa Hacha Trey Sveika. There is one level of Safek. Here is two level of Sveikas. Here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, Hacha, Gavi Amanis Isa, he says, no, here there's just one level of suffix by that situation. It's not a question of bari vishema. But chad sveik, it's all one suffix. Masnis and chad sveiki, suffix nivela lekasher, suffix nivela pasul. Sharei lo bazel lefenenu, vilu ba shema hayu makimbo shu pasul. So all these mishnahs is just one level of suffix, and that's why you're machmir by one suffix lechumim. But here, the other cases of the Amanas Isa are two sveikos. It's a svek sveika. That's not really a svek sveika. Rashi seems to acknowledge that, but there are at least two levels of suffik. So I don't want to get involved in svek sveikas right now, but just look at how Rashi says this around four narrow lines up, tre sveika. The case of Amanas Isa is tre sveika, the two suffiks, which is why Rabbi Shua could be mako. Imo shel suffik chalal zeh, ba, nolad ha-suffik, v'atzma lo nesra elam suffik. So she herself, we don't know her status, whether she's a grusha or almana. V'zu sheba machmas b'na, karlei safek sveika. Now, the child of this person is a svek svek, is a suffik that comes from a previous suffik. Is that really a svek svek svek? It's not, whatever. If she's kosher, the child's kosher. If she's possible, the child's possible. So it's not really two different questions. It's one question, but they're two different people that we're addressing. The mother and then the child, that's called the svek svek, according to Rashi's at least first shot. And that's why, since it's a type of svek sveka, maybe sure we make in the case of Almanas Isa. What comes out from all this is something quite interesting, the Gemara says. Hilkach, the Rebbe Gamliel, olam le bari, that when there's a bari claim, a vade claim, when she is certain, it's so certain, we trust her so much, the afilu b'chad sveikonami machshe. In an instance, even where there's only one suffix, which normally would be machmir, bari is so strong it could override one suffix. The kile, shema, and shema is so lenient that when it's a shema claim, like the Amar Yitzah, it's so weak, that a filu b'svek sveka nami pasul. In the face of two svekals, it won't be trusted. Meaning in the case of Manas Isa, where it's only a case of Shema, she's not a grusha. And even though there are two svekals, which we would normally be makil, Shema is so weak, it doesn't have any impact on even a double suffix. That's one interesting thing, a phenomenon that takes place there. B'shua is like the opposite. B'shua, ha'adom le'chad sveka. He holds one suffix is so strong, so concerning, the afilu b'bari nami pasul, even in the face of a bari claim, the chad sveka overrides a bari claim. But the kile svek sveka, but svek sveka is so lenient that afilu b'shema nami machshi, even in the face of a shema claim where maybe she's not a grusha, we don't care because since the svek sveka is so low that we're willing to have it override even a shema claim. That's what comes out from all this. Okay. Now the Gemara wants to tell us, even though Rashi told us what exactly is Almanas Isa, the Gemara wants to tell us itself what exactly it is. The Gemara is going to present a brisa, which is a bit tricky, and the Gemara is going to then ask three questions in a row and then try to give a tricky answer to this. So the Gemara says as follows. Tanya Rabbanan, last three lines here. Ezehu Almanas Isa, what's an Almanas Isa? Kol she'ein ba'lo mishum mamzeris, anything where there's no suffix of mamzeris involved, lo mishum nesinos, lo mishum eved adim lachim. The only chashash is perhaps a chalal situation. But there's no suffix of a mamzer being involved here. There's no suffix of a nesina being involved here. And no suffix of an eved being involved here. It's just a question of chalal. That's what Almanas Isa is. That's shita one. Comes along Amar, don't try to understand anything just yet. Then comes along Amar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, Shemati, I heard, going on to Amar Beis now, that Shemati, kol she'ein ba'echad mikol elu, masin lakuna. Anybody who does not have any of the aforementioned psulim, mamzer, nesina, avdei lochem, can marry the kohen. And Rashi tells us that's exactly what the Tanakhama just said. What's Rebbe Meir saying different than what the Tanakhama said? So the Gemara is going to ask that as one of the questions. Then, third opinion, comes along Rebbe Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rebbe Meir, the name Rebbe Meir, the Chayn Haya Rebbe Shimon Menashe Omer, Kidvarv, he holds the same way. Ezehu, or Ezehi, Amanas Isa, Kol Shenitma Ba Savik Chala, whoever has a Savik Chala, that's called Amanas Isa. Makirin Yisra Mamzerim Shebedeim. People would recognize who Mamzerim were, but they didn't recognize who Chalalim were. This is also a bit unclear. If you look at Rashi, two lines out from the top here, Makirin Yisra Mamzerim Shebedeim, the Savik Mamzer Yeshala Hachshir. So everyone knew who Mamzerim were. So if there's ever a suffix mamzer, we could always be meka, because if we knew he wasn't on the list of mamzerim, then we assume he certainly was fine. Even though it's a suffix, we assume he was fine, because the mamzer havi, had he really been a mamzer, miyadah havi yadabe, we would know that. However, ein makirin chalalam shebenim, that people would not recognize who was a chalal, who was not, and therefore suffix chalal yesh lechalal psu, we have to be machmir by a chalal. Ulakame parach, how we're going to say later on, but we just said, how you machmir by a chalal, we just said above, ha'amris reisha, ezu amanak isa, just before we said a savik chala is kasher. So this is a very, very confusing brisa on many different levels. The Gemara is going to ask now three questions on this brisa, and then everything hopefully will come become clear. So Gemara says, Amar Mar. Ezehi almanas Isa. This is the first statement of the brisa. Kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzeris, lo mishum nesinus, lo mishum avdei melachim. That's the first opinion of the Gemara, of the brisa. Ha chala kasher. But if it's a psul of savik chala, that would be acceptable. So, Maishna Hanach Deraisa, Chalnami Deraisa. Why Dafka, no suffix Mamzer, Nesina, or Eved? Because they're Psul Deraisa. A Chal is also Psul Deraisa. Why should that be any more Mekah by a Chalal than the other Psul mentioned? That's question one. Vesu, secondly, Amar Rebbe Meir, this is the second opinion of that Deraisa. Shemati, I heard Kol She'ein Ba Echad Mikol Elu. Anybody who does not have any of those Sveikos, Masin Lakuna, they're Kasher to marry Cohen. Hayinu Tanakama, that's exactly the same position as the Tanakama, the Deraisa. That's question two. V'su, question three. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, V'chein Haya, Rabbi Shimon Menasseh Omer, Kidvarav, Eze Hi, Almanas Isa, Kol Shenit Maba Savi Chalal, anybody that has a Savi Chalal, that's an Almanas Isa. And because Makir Nisa Mamzer Mshabinem, people would recognize a Mamzer, and if a Savi Mamzer, we assume is good, because if we don't know Ivada is a Mamzer, then we assume he's good. Vein Makir Nchalal Mshabinem, so therefore a Chalal would be Machmir and say he's possible. So we just said, V'ha'amris, we just said in the Reisha, Chalal is Kasher. So these are three questions trying to figure out what is going on in this very ambiguous Brisa. So Gemara gives the answer, which also is not so clear, and it's going to be pretty much almost to the mission out to explain what the nafkamina is. So it comes along the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mamzer Tzoveach V'chalal Shoseg Ika Benayim. The nafkamina is, to appreciate the three shittas, is if a person calls him a Mamzer and he screams back and denies it, he protests, okay, so we trust him, and then he calls him a Chalal and he stays quiet, he's silent here. So that shtika, is that shtika, so there's a machlokas, the Gemara we're about to see, is shtika koda, his silence, that's in essence him agreeing, admitting that he's a Chalal, or maybe the Gemara is going to entertain the possibility. The reason why it's quiet is because sometimes when you fight back, you argue back, you create a whole discussion, and he's concerned they might do some research and figure out what's going on here. So maybe shtika is not so much a hoda, he's just trying to play it safe, or maybe like he's not so concerned, let them do the research, I don't really care, because I'm not a Chalal. So the Gemara is going to figure out what exactly the means of mamzer tzoveach v'chalal shosek. Just look at Rashi here in the nafkamina, that Amar Rabbi Yochanan mamzer tzoveach v'chalal shosek ik benayu, Adam shikeshakorin also mamzer. When a person calls you, accuses you of being a mamzer, who tzoveach, he yells back, I'm not a mamzer. Ukshakorin also chalal shosek. But when he calls him a chalal, he stays quiet. That's the Ike Bain Rabbi Meir Latanakama, or Bain Tanakama de Braisa Aliba de Rameir, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Aliba de Rameir. So that's the machlokas between these three shitas. In other words, what's that saying? So backside of the Gemara is going to explain each one. Tanakama Savar, Tanakama of the Braisa holds, Kol Psul de Karule Vishasik Puzzle. Any psul that someone would call you and you stay silent, that's an admission on your part, and one would be Pater, or Puzzle. Vahachi Kamar, Tanakama, Ezahi Almanas Isa, Kol Shein Bo Lo Shosik Mamzers. If there's no silence of Mamzers, in other words, he yells for being a Mamzer, that means he's still kosher. There's no silence of his response to Mamzers. V'lo Shosik Nesinas, V'lo Shosik Abdi Melachim, V'lo Shosik Chalo. He doesn't remain silent for any of them, meaning he yells at each one of them. That indicates he's still kosher. V'kamar, so that's the Tanakama. So if you look at Rashi explains here, Tanakama Savar Kol Psul Dekari Lev Shosuk, he's Pasul, Doda, he by being silent. V'chol She'ein Ba Lo Mishum Mamzeris Dekamer Ashtikas Kali. There can't be any silence there. So that's why he's considered acceptable. One second, I think I'm missing one point here. So you have to look at this next Rashi now. Rashi says, Kol She'ein Ba Lo Shosuk Mamzeris Lo Shosuk Nesinus V'cheven Dekhtala Time of Bishika, since it all depends on his response or lack of response, who adin lechoshtuke puzzle, any silence to being called, accused of being puzzle, that's an admission on his part. For the hutzrach limnos eskum, we don't need to list every psul possible. We gave examples. Mamzer nesina abdim lachem, it could be still also a chalal. Ubeeza hechsheiro beesha safik chalal, shana makirin es sveiko, shenizgarshu imo safik, abamisha ein makirin bo vishamano vishaposin oso vishosik puzzle. So it sounds like from Rashi, the only reason why by the Chalal his shtika is actually acceptable, that's because he knows for sure that the Safik was not really a Safik. He knows, he says, everyone knows that the Sfeik of this Garsha Imo, we know what happened, and she really wasn't a Grusha, and that's why I stayed silent. That's Dafka by the Chalal case, where we knew how it came about. You could actually be Mevar what took place. By the case of a Mamzer, Avdi Malachim, all those, you can't really be Mevarer. The only way for him to be Mevarer is by him calling yet screaming or being silent. By the case of the Savik Chal, they could actually figure out whether the get was not a good get. So Dafka by Chalal, Shtika is not an admission according to Rabbi Meir. That's that's Tanakama's understanding. Then the Gemara says, V'kamer le Rabbi Meir, Hanachu the Kapasule Bakal, those cases, are where they're possible kal. In other words, a mamzer can't marry a regular Jew. A abdi malachim can't marry a regular Jew. A nesina can't marry a regular Jew. But a chalal can't marry a kohen, they can marry anyone else. They're not called psul kal. Says the Gemara, aval shasuk chalal kasher. So the person who was silent, that's not an admission that he's a chalal. Even if he's a chalal, he's allowed to marry. It doesn't really disqualify. Call me a chalal all you want. I can still marry whoever I want, pretty much. The reason why he didn't scream back, he didn't want to get involved in a fight there. Okay, call me a chalal all you want. In the end of the day, I'm not possible kal, and he didn't really care. That's why I stayed silent. So Reb Meir says, shtika by chalal is not necessarily an admission. And then the third cheetah of the Brice is, the Kamerle Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanakama, the Rabbi Meir, they respond back, Ish Milachad Machshu Rabbi Meir Vishtika, Lo de Karle Chal Vashasik. If you heard, really, the Rabbi Meir was Machshir by Shtika, it's not where a person was called a Chalal, and then he stayed silent. And he stayed silent because he didn't really care. That's not the case where Rabbi Meir says Kasher. Ela de Karle Mamzer Vashasik, that he was called a Mamzer and he didn't respond back. The reason why he stayed quiet by the Mamzer case, not because it was an admission, Savar Mamzer Kala Isle. Everybody knows who the Mamzerim were. I don't need to respond to this. I know I'm not a Mamzer. So I'm not even going to entertain their accusation. Aval Mamzer V'Toveach. But if, however, he's called the Mamzer and he said, I'm not a Mamzer, he screamed back. And then he was called a Chalal, who shows it. Then he stayed silent. That's actually indicative of being puzzled. Why? Behind the Ashtik Savar, he doesn't want to be disqualified here, and he's afraid perhaps if he starts fighting about the challah, he might do some research and might uncover something that really shouldn't be there. So he figured the safest bet is for him to be silent, and so that actually shows a certain psul in him, and that's a situation whereby he would be considered a challah, and that's what it means that everyone recognizes a mamzer, that everybody recognizes a challah. So I told you this is not a very clean, smooth nafkamina. It's very complicated. There's a lot more than just what the Gemara itself says, but that's what the Gemara says is the nafkamina about the mamzer tzaveach v'challal shasa. So now the Gemara says Tani Chad, the one brayse says that Rabbi Yossi Omer shasuk mamzer kasher shasuk challah pasul. One opinion holds, one brayse holds that if a person is silent when being accused of being mamzer, he's kosher still. But if he's silent when being a chalal, he's pasul. That's the shita of Rabbi Yossi, because they hold that he's concerned that if he starts to scream, they might try to figure out, be mevarer, and uncover that he in fact is a chalal. So the fact that he stayed silent being a chalal, that actually makes him a pasul. V'tani idach, another brisa says, shasak chalal kosher. Now, if he's quiet by a chalal, he's actually kosher. If he's shasik by mamzer, he's possible because this brisa old shtika is about a psul, it's a hoda. Your silence is actually a hoda. So silence by mamzer makes you a psul. A silence by chalal does not make you a chalal. So the Gemara says, lo kasher, ha tanakama aliba de remeir, and v'ha Rabbi Shimon Lazar aliba de Rabbi Meir. So there's no steer with these two different brises. The one brisa holds that, like Rabbi Meir, that shasik by mamzer is psul. Shasik by Chal is kosher because he held, at least according to the Gemara, that he stayed silent by Chal because lo ichpasle, he didn't really care. He's not pasul of Obakal. And that's the brisa that says shtika by Chal is acceptable. But the brisa, the second brisa that says shtika by Chal is the other way around, that's Rabbi Shimon Lazar by according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that shtika by Chal is actually pasul because he doesn't want to have people uncover. So he stayed silent hoping that will ignore people. People will just kind of move on. But shtika by mamzer, that would actually make him acceptable. Okay, so we'll stop here. A bit of a confusing daf, and Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow.